Welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. For this segment, we're going around the horn. First, we'll stop in Detroit for an auto show. Then we preview a smart home show that's coming to Silicon Valley. And then we're going to tidy up with some final thoughts. First, though, the largest auto show around, the North American International Auto Show, has named its 2017 Car of the Year, and it's an electric vehicle. The Chevy Bolt is adding to its list of accolades, which include awards from Motor Trend, Car and Driver, and Green Car Journal. I grabbed a Chevy executive off the floor of the auto show.
My name is Kathy Buslick. I'm the advertising and marketing manager for Chevrolet Electric Vehicles.
I imagine that your job today is not that hard because you have such a good headline to work off of. It seems like the Bolt EV from Chevy is going to be the North American Car of the Year.
That is correct. We actually won this morning. Great late-breaking news here out of Detroit. But Chevrolet Bolt EV did win the North American Car of the Year here at the North American International Auto Show.
There's been a lot of pre-press or a lot of hype about the Bolt EV finally making it to market. What kind of a tailwind are you seeing on this product announcement and this product win?
Well, you know, it's just been a great year with the Bolt EV. You know, with a 238-mile range of single charge at an affordable price, we are the first to crack the code on range and price. So very proud moment for us here.
Yeah, I imagine so. It's a really hot space, just as a sector, right? You know, you have the Chevy Bolt EV, which, of course, is in California and Oregon as of, like, I think December of 2016, and you're going to be rolling out to more markets soon. You have Tesla in the space. You've got other companies. Of course, you have the Toyota Prius, which is very popular here in the Bay Area. Are you seeing like a lot of a rising tide raising all boats?
Well, you know, the electric vehicle space is a growing segment. You know, last year alone, year over year growth was 37%. So there is a lot of consumer acceptance out there for electric vehicles. I think the barriers of yesterday of owning an electric vehicle are no longer today. You know, obviously simply plugging it in is like plugging your cell phone at night. So I think many people are more accepting of electric vehicles in general. But I think when you combine range and price, the Bolt EV is your vehicle.
Right. Okay. So range and price, those have been the two big stressors for would-be consumers. And now that is availability the next thing that needs to happen so we can get a little bit of market traction?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're in full and launch mode at this point in time. We did, as you mentioned, we did launch in California, Oregon first, but we will be fully national by mid-2017, so mid-year. So we will be expanding to more markets as we get dealers trained up and infrastructure in place at dealerships and so forth. You will see it come very soon.
All right, well, I'm going to try to get myself a drive in that too because I have not had a good EV experience in a couple of months, so I'm overdue.
Oh, well, we can help with that.
Well, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Jason.
That was Kathy Buslick, a marketing executive with General Motors. We have a link to the award-winning Chevy Bolt at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. Next up is a different type of product show. This one's about the Internet of Things and our homes. The Silicon Valley Home Show is coming up in late January. So we spoke with an exhibitor who specializes in finding and displaying smart technology that homeowners may want to add.
Boyce Thompson, author, The New Home, curator of the Life-Changing Products exhibit.
You mentioned earlier that you find, I think you said 8 devices that you can show off and exhibit. So you're kind of a prairie dog in a way, like you're peeking over the horizon for new tech that we can use in our home. So what are some of the things that have caught your fancy?
I've got 4 prototypes. So I'll be appearing at the Silicon Valley Home Show in a couple weeks. And for that, I'm bringing the new Gates deadbolt. I don't know if you've heard about this, but
it's an amazing
new product. I mean, it's still in the prototype stage, but they've raised a fortune on Indiegogo. Basically, it's the Ring doorbell and the Kivo lock set all rolled up into one. And the cool thing is that they've got this Uber-like application. A service person who's going to come to, say, fix your hot water heater, he would come to the front door and you'd see an image of him on your phone. You could talk back and forth. There's two-way audio. And then you can actually let him in the house. But the cool thing is before he even arrives, the service will send you a picture of this person, and then you can match the picture with the image of who's at your door. So that's just one of the kind of cool new products that I'm bringing. I've also got this great new smart valve that I found. It's a product that's just being rolled out in the United States. You can't really find it at retail, but it's a smart valve that senses through sensors that water or gas might be leaking in your basement, and then it actually closes the valve.
So it sounds like you've been watching the next generation, if you will, of the Internet of Things. And with that, though, has come some headlines about security issues. Do you have consumers or customers coming to you and asking questions about, like, am I going to be safe if I put this stuff in my home?
You know, the first year I did this, and this is my third year, every other person would ask about security. And I tell them, well, you know, you need to buy security software just like you have for your home computer. You need to go get a product like Bitdefender or some other product that actually serves as a security for your router. Because that's how, if people were to get into your home systems, that's how they get in. The reality, of course, is that they not only have to know your home password, but each of these devices hanging off your router, they have their own passwords too. So they'd have to have quite a few passwords in order to gain access. And it would probably be easier at that point to just, like, knock open a window and get in that way. The bottom line is that people need to be thinking, if they're really concerned about security at home, they need to get security for their router system. But here's the deal. This time I just did my first show for 2017, and I maybe had 4 or 5 people come by who were concerned about security. I think that issue is kind of on the wane. And, you know, a lot of people got Google Home or Amazon Alexa for a holiday present. And kind of that's, you could take that as evidence that a lot of people are over security fears.
So what are you going to show us in Silicon Valley during your home expo?
Well, you know, I try to get as many new products as I can, because I know this is the cradle of the Internet of Things innovation. So one of the things I'll be showing is the new June oven. You know, that's so smart it knows what you put in the oven and it'll cook it automatically to your specifications.
Oh, come on, boys. Is there a camera inside the oven or something that helps it know what's going on?
Of course. You also put a thermometer in the meat, but it's taking pictures of what you put inside and matching them to its inventory of pictures. But, you know, this thing isn't cheap. I think it retails for about $1,500. But what it does is it takes away the fear. Say you're having people over and you'd like to do something really special like a roast lamb, but you're not quite sure how to cook that so it'll come out all moist and tender. Well, the smart oven would know how to do that. So it takes away the fear of messing up some major meal.
That was Boyce Thompson, author of The New Home, and a home show exhibitor who travels the country showing off new smart home appliances. For a link to the Silicon Valley Home Show, check us out at Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. Finally this week, a couple of shout-outs. For this show, for my other gig on a morning show, and for a side gig as a consultant, I do a lot of reading, which means, of course, signing up for a lot of email newsletters, at least 20 a day that I actually open and scan, often getting sucked in for a read, or I save it for later. If you have a newsletter suggestion, by the way, and I don't mean something like Feedly, hit me on Twitter, at KGOJason. Here are the shout-outs for the ones I look most forward to every day. First, The Hustle. It delivers the day's big news from business, tech, and culture, and it never fails. Second, Next Draft from Dave Pell. Now, this one comes in the afternoon, so it has more analysis of the day's news, and Pell's writing is hilarious and insightful. And I'm not just saying that because he's been on this show before. Finally, FARC.com's newsletter. That's the quirky, curated news that is often water cooler stuff, but often also has good takes on events that can help you get out of your comfort zone without freaking out too much. Plus, we will have the founder of FARC on the show in February. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Techonomics. We certainly hope you had some fun. We did. And we certainly want to thank our guests. We talked about hiring people on the autism spectrum and a pilot program at Ford Motor Company that addresses that. We also talked about the whacked out world of Bay Area home prices. And then we hit the Chevy Bolt and smart tech for our homes. For links to all of our segments, check out the podcast page at KGORadio.com or just about anywhere you pull down your podcasts. There's also a link to the music we choose for each week's show at Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. I've been pulling songs from my new favorite Spotify playlist, by the way, United States Trending 50, it's called. You can follow me on Spotify at RJM111. I'm on Twitter at KGOJason, too. For producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, my name is Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody. Thank you.